Welcome to Ram Fortress, one of the most powerful medieval fortresses on the most beautiful European rivers. The picturesque medieval Ram Fortress was built in 1483 by order of Sultan Bayezid II, the grandfather of Suleiman the Magnificent, and many peoples visited this area throughout history and left traces that are still the subject of archaeological research. The Ram Fortress has five towers connected by mighty ramparts with 36 cannon holes, which speaks of its great power. The cannon holes are spread out on the walls of towers and ramparts so that they cover the entire circle around the fortress. You are at the site of one of Europe's most beautiful sunsets, as National Geographic magazine declared. We hope you enjoy the tour because there is no better place to understand medieval battles than standing on the battlefield. Where did the name Ram come from? There are various legends about the name origin of the Ram Fortress, so let's start with the oldest one. On preserved historical maps from the 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries, Turkish, Hungarian, and Austrian, this place is marked as Hram, but not Ram. Hram is a word of Celtic origin that means temple. At the end of the 4th century BC, the Celts crossed the Danube at this place during their campaign from Gaul to Greece. Not far from today's fortress, towards the east, the Celts formed a sizable fortified settlement called Oppidum, above which there was a Celtic sacred space. According to historians, the Celts had the first settlement in this area, their temple, and throughout history and different pronunciations of the name of this place, the letter H was lost, and the name Ram remained. Another legend says that after a quarrel with his brother, Romulus's younger brother Remus set out with his wife Letitia to find the most romantic place in the world to continue his life there. They wandered for days until one day, on the brink of the day, they came to a high rock overlooking a large, mighty, yet completely calm river. The rock beneath them glowed bright red, while the river shone pink. Enchanted by the sight, Remus looked at his beloved wife Letitia, whose face was illuminated by an intense light, and the color of her hair took on intense shades. All those beautiful colors were reflected in their eyes, and at the same time, they decided they would make a home here. The settlement is still called Ram after Remus. A third legend originates from the Middle Ages. According to this legend, Sultan Bayezid II visited his soldiers, stopped to rest on a hill with a beautiful view of the Danube and the opposite Hungarian side. Sitting on a mat called İram, which is Turkish for a prayer mat, he fell asleep. When he woke up, he felt reborn. After that, he ordered that a fortress be built on the place of his İram, which was named Ram, after the İram.